I'd like to take a moment to let you all know about a new nonprofit organization started by my brother Craig. It's called Treats and Truth. They fill oversized brown lunch bags with snack items, chips, crackers, popcorn, cookies, etc. Also, a bottle of water, toothbrush, toothpaste, sanitary wipes, and most importantly, a small gospel tract book of John. No cigar? I'll have to talk to him about that. The bags are then hand-delivered to the homeless and people in need in and around the Los Angeles area. Let's help get this ministry off the ground. They're a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, so any and all donations are tax-deductible and greatly appreciated. Visit their website at treatsandtruth.org. Check out the show notes for the link. Also, please follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you. Welcome to episode 127 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Hope you're doing well, and I'm glad you've joined me. Today, we're finishing the New Testament book of Matthew in chapter 28, with commentary from the notes in the Charles Spurgeon Study Bible, and I'm smoking the Romacraft Intemperance BA21 Ambition Bellicoso 5.5 by 54. And Romacraft doesn't actually have any of their cigars listed on their website. So let's go to Cigars International and see what they have to say. A boutique beauty. In times like these, we need a cigar like Intemperance. Much like the insane propaganda of the 1920s, the cigar industry has been under fire from government legislation, and some days it seems like the U.S. is trying to make the simple act of enjoying a cigar completely illegal. With this stogie, Romacraft Tobacco says enough is enough. It's time to rise up and start the contemporary intemperance movement. And there's no better way to start than with a premium cigar in hand. The Intemperance line comes in two distinct wrappers, and at hand today is the BA version. Named after the oily Brazilian Arapiraca wrapper that coats this handmade, this medium-bodied blend pushes flavor to the absolute limits. Notes of tangy barbecue, charred meat, leather, and earth join a natural sweetness that'll keep you coming back for more time and time again. And you don't need to worry about construction. Every sample of this stick I burnt was razor sharp. Light up the Intemperance BA and let our government know we've had it. And the strength is medium to full. Wrapper is Brazilian. Binder's Indonesian. And the fillers are Dominican and Nicaraguan. And the vitolas are the Avarice Short Robusto, 4.5 by 52, the Envy Short Perfecto, 5 by 50, Breach of the Peace Robusto Extra, 5 by 56, the Intrigue Petito, which is a Petite Corona, 4 by 46, and the Ambition Bellicoso, 5.5 by 54. That is the Romacraft Intemperance BA21. So let's go ahead and finish up our reading of the book of Matthew in chapter 28. And I'm reading from the English Standard Version, the ESV, and chapter 28, verse 1. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. And Spurgeon comments on verse 9. "Just then Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings.' They came up, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him." He would not let Mary Magdalene do that when they were alone, for he said to her, "Don't cling to me." John 20, verse 17. But now Jesus permits these godly women to hold him by the feet. It was an act of humility, worshiping and holding, and holding not his hands, but his feet. They must have seen the nail marks before Thomas did, as they held him back by the feet and worshiped him. These women did not run to the angels. They rather shrank back from them, but they came to Jesus. There must have been a new attraction about Christ after he had risen from the dead, something sweeter about the tones of his voice, something more charming about the countenance that had been so maimed at Gethsemane and Gabbatha and Golgotha. And continuing in Matthew verse 10, "Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.' While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, 'Tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.' So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day." Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." And Spurgeon comments on verses 18 through 20. "Jesus came near and said to them, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age.'" Since all authority on earth is lodged in Christ's hands, he can also clothe any and all of his servants with a sacred might by which their hands will be sufficient for them in their high calling. Without bringing them forth into the front ranks, he can make them occupy their appointed stations until he comes, having a divine power that will make them useful. Despite the sorrows of his passion and death, Jesus had no thoughts of revenge. He might have told the disciples to ignore the Jewish people when they preached, but no, he expressly instructed them to start at Jerusalem, Acts 1 verse 8, thus commanding his disciples to preach the gospel first to those who murdered him. In consequence of Jesus' having all authority, his servants were commanded to make disciples in all nations. The method by which Jesus proposed to subdue all things appears to be utterly inadequate. His plan was for us to make disciples and to baptize them and to teach them, making sure they mature in the faith. Only he who has all authority can work his bidding by a word and dispense with all force, but that of love. And that finishes up the book of Matthew. And next time we'll begin reading the book of Mark. So be sure to check out the show notes for links to the Charles Spurgeon Study Bible, as well as today's cigar. Also, Groundworks Ministries for daily Bible studies and devotionals. Treats and Truth Ministry, where you can get involved in helping to spread the gospel to and be a blessing to the homeless. And the Burning Bush Merchandise Store, where you can pick up some items to help spread the word about the show. And if you know anyone who needs to hear this, please let them know about the podcast and help share the message of the Bible, the hope we have in Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at steve@theburningbushpodcast.com, which is linked in the show notes as well. So until next time, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.